What year did the autism epidemic start? Autism has gone from 1 in 10,000 in my generation, and to this day, it's 1 in 10,000 in my generation. I've never met a man my age, 67 years old, with full-blown autism. You know, nonverbal, non-toilet trained, stimming, head-banging, toe-walking. Yeah, you just don't see them. And they're not locked up anywhere because there are no places for people like that. In my kids' generation, so it's 1 in 10,000 according to CDC data. It's 1 in 22 in my children's generation. And when Congress said to EPA, tell us what year that epidemic began, EPA came back and said that it was 1989, that there's a red line. So it's those diseases. It's also the allergic diseases, which also went epidemic in 89. Mm-hmm. Diseases like food allergies, peanut allergies, eczema, anaphylaxis, and asthma, and then the autoimmune diseases suddenly became ubiquitous, stuff we never heard of as a kid, juvenile diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, Graves disease, Crohn's disease, Guillain-Barré, all of these. Autoimmune injuries and all of those, incidentally, are listed as vaccine side effects on the manufacturer's inserts of the 72 vaccines that are not doses that are not required for our children. And that's the one place where the pharmaceutical companies tell the truth. Because under the Vaccine Act, you cannot sue a vaccine company for injuring you, no matter how negligent they were, no matter how reckless they were, no matter how grievous your injury, you cannot sue them. The only exception to that is if they knew of an injury that is caused by their vaccine and they failed to list it on their manufacturer's insert. Mm-hmm. And so there are 420 injuries listed on the manufacturer's insert. And by the way, they're not allowed to list them unless the FDA believes that that injury was caused by the vaccine or that there's significant scientific evidence that supports the association. So all of these, we now have this chronic disease epidemic in our country. There's about 175 chronic diseases that are now epidemic. And every single one of them is listed as a side effect on those 72 vaccines, on at least one of those 72 vaccines doses.